For some people, living on a boat anchored on Miami Beach is the dream. The weather's good, except for the occasional hurricane. The water's inviting, and when you want to go shopping or visit friends on land, it's just a short dinghy ride away. At least that's how it used to be. NPR's Greg Allen reports you can live aboard your boat in Miami Beach now, but you might not be able to get to land.
Carlos Leon loves living on a boat. During the COVID pandemic, he and his girlfriend, now wife, bought a 41-foot sailboat and anchored it in Biscayne Bay.
It's like 500 feet from Miami Beach land, right in front of the Flamingo building.
They share the boat with their long-haired German Shepherd. But when they leave their floating home to pick up groceries or just take a walk, getting to land requires a bit of work.
I have to bring my dinghy with a paddleboard, tie it 150 feet from land. My wife grabs the paddleboard, and me and my dog swim to the dock.
Because of an ordinance recently adopted by Miami Beach, Leon and more than 100 other liveaboard boaters can't leave their dinghies or even their paddleboards at a city-owned boat launch where they'll face a $1,000 fine. Leon and other liveaboard boaters are anchored in state waters and legal as long as they remain 150 feet offshore.
Obviously, we have to have our tanks, our toilets, our anchors, anchor lights, everything up to code. But if everything is up to code, we're good. We're legally here.
But being legal isn't the same thing as being welcome. For years, some in Miami Beach have not been happy about the small community floating just offshore. In December, Miami Beach Commissioner David Suarez spearheaded a move that cut off an essential lifeline for the liveaboard boaters. At his urging, the commission voted to remove a public dock next to a supermarket.
My intent of this is I'm going to try to limit the amount of access that the people who live on these boats that come to the mainland. You know, because they can't live on a boat forever, they have to come to the mainland to get food, water, necessary supplies.
With their dock gone, liveaboard boaters began using a city-owned boat launch to leave their dinghies while they picked up groceries or ran other errands. But then the commission banned the dinghies and imposed a $1,000 fine for violators. That's made things difficult for the liveaboard boaters, Leon says, especially those who are elderly or not up to swimming 150 feet to the only place where they now can legally come ashore.
Every other area is illegal to use, so I'm becoming a criminal just to get to land.
Suarez calls the liveaboards boat squatters, and in an interview says the regulations are justified and necessary. Members of the West Avenue Neighborhood Association agree. The group represents Miami Beach residents who live in the condominiums that line Biscayne Bay and look out on the community of liveaboard boaters. The association has raised concerns about pollution from boats that illegally dump their waste into the bay, about the damage their anchors cause to seagrass, and about the cost of dealing with derelict vessels abandoned by their owners. Susanna Perucker, a condo owner who's active with the group, says liveaboard boaters are enjoying the benefits of living in Miami Beach without the responsibilities.
You're not paying property taxes. You're not paying to even keep your boat in the water. It's just, if I could use the word, freeloading, because it is.
The liveaboard boaters have formed their own group, the Miami Beach Boaters Association. Carlos Leon says they're considering suing the city for what they believe is a violation of their civil rights.
That's why we can't give up, because if we move, then Key West, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, everybody's going to say, okay, let's follow what this guy did because it worked. And then guess what? No boaters will be able to get to land.
Miami Beach is in talks with the state over plans for a mooring field for boats in the bay. Depending on how it's done, it could bring regulation to the liveaboard community, or it could be used to drive them away. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami Beach.